The guide compares ice baths and compression cryotherapy as recovery tools for triathletes. Its main thesis is that neither method is universally superior. The best approach is to match recovery to the training stress and combine both when needed. Triathlon training creates unique recovery demands because swimming, cycling, and running stress different muscle groups and energy systems. Training causes micro-tears, inflammation, glycogen depletion, and elevated cortisol. Replenishing glycogen requires about 1.1 to 1.5 grams per kilogram of body weight, and the first 30 minutes after exercise are a key recovery window. During this period, nutrient absorption is more efficient. A 3:1 or 4:1 carbohydrate to protein ratio is recommended, especially after back-to-back sessions. Ice baths work through cold water immersion, which triggers vasoconstriction, reduces swelling, and helps clear metabolic waste. The recommended protocol is 12 to 15 degrees Celsius, or 53 to 59 degrees Fahrenheit, for 10 to 20 minutes. Ice baths are inexpensive, accessible, and can be done at home using a bathtub or large tank, with water at waist height. They are best suited for recovery after long-duration endurance efforts. Compression cryotherapy combines extreme cold with active pressure. It typically uses temperatures between negative 110 and negative 195 degrees Celsius, and it requires specialized chambers or portable cryopneumatic devices. Sessions last only 1 to 4 minutes and are associated with faster recovery, including reduced soreness within 24 hours. However, the cost is substantially higher. Compression cryotherapy is most useful between high-intensity sessions, such as intervals, where rapid recovery is needed. A key caution is that cold therapy should not be used immediately after strength training, because it may blunt muscle hypertrophy during the first 4 hours. The guide recommends using compression cryotherapy between intense, high-speed sessions, using ice baths after long endurance workouts, and prioritizing both during the hardest training blocks to manage cumulative fatigue. The critical takeaway is that ice baths are a reliable, low-cost option for endurance recovery, while compression cryotherapy is a faster, high-tech option for high-intensity recovery. For triathletes seeking to maximize performance and training consistency, a combined strategy is often most effective.